Hi everyone, it's episode 115 of Bucks UK TV, and we are looking ahead to this week's matchup. The Bucks are staying on the road. They're over to Indianapolis to the Colts. Now, a few years ago, for those that were at our Leeds watch party, the Bucks at the Colts was the game to be seen at that part of the season. We're hoping that can happen again. Now, Mariana, the Colts are coming off a bye week. They're 5-5. So they're far from, shall we say, hitting form. What do the Bucks need to do to shut down the Colts?
We need to stop the run again. They've got a reasonable run game. Would have been we would have thought it would have been Jonathan Taylor, but they had all sorts of off-season drama,
contractual
and
wrangling.
And, And I think Moss has ended up being their sort of main guy there, but he's.
I mean,
been
between them, they're over 900 yards, so I wouldn't discount either of them, to be honest.
Yeah. So they do seem to run well. So I think if we can stop the run like we did effectively against Tennessee, I think we've got a good chance, because I don't think they've got really a sort of standout lineup of wide receivers, and you know, it's a very different team we're playing this week to what we played last
well, Wayne,
week.
So pick your poison, Wayne. Mariana's told us about the ground game, the air game. Then we've got Gardner Minshew slinging it. Hopefully, that's a downgrade from Brock Purdy, at least. Do we need to be worried about the ball in the air? Do you think?
I personally think we always need to be worried about the ball in the air. Recently, we seem to have massive holes in our zone defense. We need to tighten them up. You know, when all your backs are lining up beyond the first down marker and then backpedaling, of course they're going to get a first down every time. You don't have to be the greatest quarterback in the world if there's no one within the same postcode as you. And I think we need to get pressure. That's the thing.
So your answer to the pass game then is to basically keep dialing up the blitz.
I'm not convinced that's the answer, because dialing up the blitz leaves them short in the secondary, which just exacerbates the problem. If the blitz doesn't get there, then you're back to the problem with the big holes and lack of coverage. So yeah, that's. I also think the secondary need to learn to tackle, but that's my opinion.
No one in the NFL learns how to tackle. You know that. They all just go and blow people up. No one actually raps anymore. not since the footballs were around anyway. Alex, so you've heard a little bit about the run, a little bit about the pass. Overall, how scared do we need to be about the Colts moving the ball and scoring on us?
Massively. And that's for one reason. Our injuries. You know, we discussed in the last episode briefly about the injuries that we picked up, and these are injuries to key players as well. You know, Lavonte David, he picked up injuries against San Francisco. Yet to hear what the outcome of that one is. Worth hobbled off as well, so we don't know what's going to happen there. Dean hobbling off after that, after the plays, so we're banged up a bit. You know, Wayne said about that we already need to be worried about the pass, against the pass, and we do. Our secondary has been weak all season. And then to lose Jamal Dean, amongst others, isn't going to help us. I think it's going to be a nervy game for us. We're not going to be 100%. I think we know that, you know, you don't need to be an expert to know that after seeing the injuries that we picked up on a Sunday against the 49ers. So, yeah. This is going to be another toughie, I think.
Okay, well, we'll come on to score predictions in terms of how many points about that one might translate into. But, Mariana, let's flip to the other side of the ball then. Again, we kind of say this every week. We say, oh, it's a no-name defense. But this, I think this Colts does seem to rely a little bit more on the talent of a certain fewer number of players to try and fill the gaps. Are we going to be able to move the ball a bit on the Colts, do you think?
I hope we will be more effective moving the ball. They've had a few interceptions, but generally, you know, our stats rack up quite well against the Colts, in terms of you know, Mayfield's thrown for more than Minshew has. You know, our our top wide receiver is doing better than their top wide receiver, and their defense is a bit of a, as you say, a bit of a no-name defense. I think the only the person that I recognise is Julian Blackmon, I think, who's been around the league a little bit. But
I mean, him and Kenny Moore, is it the second? I think it's like Chris Sims in the third or whatever. But in the nickel, in the inside of the field, it feels like the centre of that defence is capable of some really good coverage. They both have three interceptions each. And I think Rodney Thomas has either got two or three as well at free safety. So that middle of the field, dare I say, in the past we've been saying go to the tight ends, do some crossing routes, throw it down the zone. I think we need to avoid the middle of the field.
Yeah,
maybe the middle of the field this week is for running up, not for passing into, I would suggest.
Yeah, I was going to say this is the week for Evans to really have a week to not drop so many and to really go on those sort of deep routes. So let's see if that comes off this week.
But I guess the people getting in the way of all of that, Alex, is people like DeForest Buckner and listed on the depth chart as a backup, but Deo Odoringbo has been doing some fantastic things. I think he's their leading tackler. No, he's not. No, that's Zaire Franklin. But yeah, so it's a pretty impressive front seven, I think. DeForest Buckner, I think, gets the main most of the headlines, though.
Their defense is not a defense to be taken lightly.
Yeah.
And that's definitely a mistake that we don't want to make going into the game. I'm sure we won't. You know, even though, as you guys said, they're quite a bit of a no-name defense, so to speak, you know, they're still 5-5. So it's not like they're a bad team. They can still get these victories, and they still have made some big, big plays on defense. I'm more concerned about, you know, Evans dropping it, to be honest, rather than their defense making a good play, because we've seen a few times where he's done that, and he, you know, he's kicked himself on the sideline. It goes back, I think, to Bucks killing Bucks rather than the opponents hurting us, just us shooting ourselves in the foot. As long as we do our jobs, we complete, you know, we're completing the moves, completing the passes, completing the catches, etc., etc. Yeah, offensively, I think we'd be okay. And I agree with Mariano. I think if Mike Evans is going to have another big game, I think this is a game he can do it. I hope we can see Godwin a bit more involved, because first half against San Francisco, he had no catches. He came alive in the second half. But, you know, it really was a bit quiet in terms of us trying to get Evans and Godwin involved. And I'm hoping we can see that a bit more against the Colts. Like I say, they've got some good, as you said, Kieran, they've got some good players in that front seven. We're going to have to be at our best to get past them. So as long as the players can do their jobs and eliminate those mistakes, I hope we'll be okay.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we keep saying this all the time, but when you've got Evans on one sideline and Godwin on the other, surely in the NFL, that should, someone, one of them's got to be open at any given point. On the play. I guess, Wayne, if you're the coaching staff, obviously, first of all, you're going to slap yourself around the face and tell yourself to get it together. But what do you think your main focus is going to be in practice this week?
I'm not sure, really. I think defensively, coverage.
Yep.
Because, you know my opinions on that. I think I think that's one of our weaknesses. Offensively, I think the jugs machine's the way to go, and just
catch it.
yeah.
Cool. Okay, Mariana, what's your coaching focus?
Converting on third down.
Yeah, we seem to be better on fourth than third.
let's really focus on sort of third down situations and what we can do to convert on them, particularly when it's like third and five, third and six, you know.
Yeah, the more manageable ones, yes. When it's third and 15, we know chances are it's not going to happen, but yeah.
Yeah, it's frustrating when like drives stall on a third and five, and I think we've really got to sort of sustain drives. When we have, you know, that's when we've looked really good, when we've had those sustained drives. We haven't had many sort of just straight one pass over the top, you know, touchdowns all year, I don't think. I think it has been when we've had a bit of a balance and sustained drive. So let's see if we can really focus on converting those third downs and yeah. sustaining a drive.
That does. That makes it harder, though, because you've got to have mistake-free football for more plays. Alex, your coaching focus.
Tightening that secondary. You know, if I'm the Colts offensive coordinator, I'm designing a game plan where I'm going to be throwing that ball down and trusting the receivers, because we've been so weak there. Now, I don't really know what Bowles and the defensive coaches are trying to implement defensive. Well, so from a fan realm watching, it looks like we're trying to implement a zonal defense, which for life of me, I don't understand at all. You know, for anyone who's watching, who maybe is not a big NFL fan, I compare zonal defense in the NFL exactly to zonal defense in soccer. You know, it just doesn't work. and I just don't know if we've got the players who are disciplined enough to play it. Not from what I've seen, anyway. Over the last few weeks, so I think we need to try and tighten that secondary, or even just go man to man. But as you say that, I'm not sure man to man work after what was San Francisco. I don't know. We need to sort something out of that secondary. just coach that secondary. Do something
okay.
with them.
Right. Okay. So the answer from Coach Alex says do something.
Secondary.
Thank you for that. Okay. Right. Good.
Do something with that secondary.
Because you've got Josh Downs, you've got Michael Pittman Jr., who's obviously well known to Bucks fans. So yeah, they've got some talent there. For me, I think my coaching emphasis would be, I think we talked about this earlier, about generating pressure. And I think it's all about, I'm going to put Yaya Diaby on some sort of like headhunt bonus thing, you know, wave some dollars in his face and go get them kind of thing. But also I think about mixing it up front. So we seem to just rely, dare I say, on either collapsing the pocket or ball rushing or just heads up, we're going to come at you. We don't do a lot of stunts or looping round. We sometimes do slight delays where sometimes Devin will look like he's in coverage and then bring it as well and that sort of thing. But I think we need to just be a little bit clever to try and generate the coverage, because between, you know, JTS and Shaq and Levante and Devin, we're just not getting there quick enough. I think we're getting pressure. Like the quarterback hurries and knockdowns are there. But it's just a split second too late every time. So I know stunts don't help get there quicker, but if we're not getting there any other way, then that feels like we've got nothing to lose. So that would be my coaching take. Okay, so then it's money where your mouth is time. Scores on the doors and your predictions. Mariana, tell me some good news.
I'm going to say we're going to win this, but I'm going to go controversial. They've already had two overtime games, I think, this season, the Colts. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say we win it in overtime. So that's going to put more torture on us, because we're going to have to sit and watch some overtime as well. And we win it. It's close. We win it 17-14.
But it's an early game, isn't it?
I believe so.
So it won't be that
torturous.
Yeah. So we'll be screwing up whoever's watching the next game on.
Yeah.
on the network.
Rather the other way around.
Yeah. So Wayne, scores predictions.
I've been thinking about this one all day. I did originally was going to ask, is this like the pick a team to lose and we're not allowed to pick against the Bucks?
free call, no pressure.
Having listened to what's been said tonight, I think, yes, we probably will pull it out of the hat, but I think it'll be close. I think it's going to be something like 23-20 to us.
Yeah, I think we're all good. I think we're all hoping to speak a close one, it sounds like. Yeah. Unless, Alex, you're gonna buck that trend. No pun intended.
Where's the drum? I put a drum and cymbal into the edit here for that one. I'm just, before I give my answer, I'm just looking at the schedule so far and how it's gone. You know, before the bye week, we were 3-1. Yeah, amazing. And then since the bye week, we've had 6 games and we've lost 5 of them. You know, it doesn't make for pretty reading. I just can't see where a win's coming from right now. Yeah, I mean, we got a win against the Titans and it was a convincing win. But then I'm looking at all the other defeats and I'm leaning towards defeat again. I think it'll be close, but I can't give us the win at the moment. I just, I'm starting to lose hope. I hate to say it, but I'm starting to lose hope. You know, it's going. I'm going to say it's going to be tight, but I'm going 24-17 to the Colts on this one.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I'm going to have to give you the metaphorical furry hat to wear and to howl in the moonlight, as I do think the Bucks will win this for no other reason than regression to the mean. I can't believe we can keep a slump going as long as we keep a slump going. Just statistically, a coin must come up tails eventually. Mariano, I know we were talking about your master, weren't we? I was admiring Mariana's bell curve earlier in the week. And so I think, yeah, regression to the mean for me is the name of the game. So I think 27-28, someone's going to miss a kick and it's not going to be the Bucks.
It'll be Matt Gay with it.
Well, I like Matt Gay, but you know what? It'd be nice if someone else had a Bucks kicker curse for a while.
Might have to drop him out of my fantasy, I think.
So that's what I said. But you guys at home, you've got your opinions as well. So whilst you're liking and subscribing and clicking on the little thumbs up bellsy things with all the lovely new YouTube animations, make sure you post a comment as well and let us know your score prediction. And if you are here from the Colts, thank you for sticking out this far and well done. And you are more than welcome to predict your team winning as well in the comments. So Wayne, Alex, Mariana, thank you ever so much. Thank you guys. Everywhere, wherever you are for watching, we will see you next week and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Bucks.